from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To tie the game, this is it. Stetson Bennett. Roll it out to the left. Bennett slings it back in the end zone. Touchdown!
All right, playmaker.
Miller, Forrestal, and we are tied with 4 seconds to go.
Rams drama, Stetson Bennett, the game winner. That broadcast booth, Andrew Siciliano, Mina Kimes, Andrew Whitworth, and Sean McVay for a portion of the game.
Yeah.
He was just on headset.
I like that broadcast. The clips I saw with McVay going back and forth with them was really good. A lot of teams are getting a little more experimental. Did you see what the Patriots are doing for their preseason broadcast? It's just four of their former players just hanging out, watching the game, talking. It's like Manningcast.
All right.
I think it's the McCourties, Brian Hoyer, and then one of their old coaches. Like, there's no play-by-play. It's just those four in a room watching and chatting about the game.
Jeremy and Joe, good morning. One other thing from the world of golf. So the Wyndham Championship wrapped up. They had weather problems throughout the whole thing. You're not a golf fan. That's okay. Listen to this story. Aaron Ray ends up winning it. And
First PGA win.
His first PGA win, the guy that he beat out, was it eagle and then quadruple bogey?
Yeah.
Yep. And then birdie and then double bogey?
Mm-hmm.
Nice four-hole stretch.
Grayerson, I think the guy's name is.
He carded an eight on a hole immediately after eagling. Anyway, so the leader going into the final round was Matt Kuchar. He's in the final pairing. And it's a weather-delayed event. They're trying to get it all. They're smashing it all in. They're running out of time. They're running out of daylight. Kuchar is not going to win because the winner is Aaron Ray. He's already won. And Kuchar, first he teed off on 18, hitting into the group in front of him because they're low on time. Which is, you know, okay.
Yep.
Then, as a guy who's not going to win the tournament, he elected to mark his ball in the fairway and go home. And he is going to go back today to finish the 18th hole. Meaning that the PGA Tour, and whatever that means, has to stay an extra day so Matt Kuchar can play a fairway shot in on 18 and then leave. And it's, well, the prize money, right? I guess they've already done the math. If he birdies versus pars, it's a $60,000 difference. The man has made $60 million playing golf.
Yeah.
He's also the one that has the famous story about this big, huge win, and he tipped the caddy nothing.
Yes.
So he's got a reputation for being cheap.
That's right.
This dude is making everybody go back to the course today so he can play three shots. Instead of just playing the rest of the hole in a little bit of darkness.
Yeah. The caddy story. He won $1.3 million and he tipped his caddy $5,000 when it would have been more typical to tip him 10 times that. And he eventually apologized and then did. He kind of got bullied into tipping him the $50,000. Yeah, he made everybody get back up and be ready for him this morning to go out and play two shots.
Right.
I don't want to say he's a jerk, but he's definitely displaying the behavior of a jerk.
803-0550. Wrapping on the Bills preseason loss. They got blown out by the Bears. It got away from them late, 33-6.
Yep. Great weather for the game, though. Holy cow, perfect. 70 degrees, clouds, little breeze, but nothing crazy.
For everyone that was,
great weather game.
That was there, you got a good look at the new stadium going up, too.
Yep. Still a good time.
Always good to be at the stadium if you went. Mark in Tonawanda next up as we continue to connect with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com, Western New York's number one Kia dealer.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'd like to be a little hypercritical of A.J. Epenesa. And I know it's preseason. You're playing against a rookie quarterback. You've been in the league now for, what, four or five years? Get a hand on him. Against the Bengals in the playoffs, didn't do anything. Granted, no one really did. Couldn't come in within 3 feet of Joe Burrow in that game. Did nothing in the playoffs against the Chiefs. And I just think it's time with everything we're dealing with the defensive line. I need more, right? I mean, he's either feast or famine, I feel like. If he's not making an interception, you don't even know he's out there. But I'd love to know your guys' thoughts on it. It's being hypercritical. It's preseason. I just wish the defense stepped up a little bit more in that game against Caleb Williams. But
yeah. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Mark. We'll see about Caleb Williams. So I want to make a Bears point and then get back to Epenesa.
Okay.
The Bears going from Justin Fields to Caleb Williams, one of the biggest differences might be, we'll have to find out, we don't know, Caleb Williams has to play regular season games to find this out. Justin Fields was a sack machine. He took sacks that were on the quarterback. And one thing a quarterback can do, obviously, Mahomes and Allen are the two best in the entire league at not getting sacked. It's not because of their line, it's because of what they do. They are best, better than anybody. Fields was unbelievably bad. If you gave the Bears Justin Fields with Mahomes' ability to evade sacks, he would be an incredibly, a much better quarterback. Not Mahomes, but
he'd be a great, he'd be a starting quarterback in the league.
Yeah, that is.
He wouldn't be competing right
now.
That
is incredible value to be able to avoid sacks.
Yep.
So I don't know if Caleb Williams is elite at that yet. If he is, congratulations, Bears. You've already upgraded immensely. Now to the A.J. Epenesa point. I think you should have totally reasonable expectations for A.J. Epenesa. He signed a 2-year, $12 million contract. That's a $6 million defensive end.
Mm-hmm.
He had 6.5 sacks last year. He had 6.5 sacks the year before. He makes the occasional interception.
He's a starter.
He's a guy that plays.
He's going to be asked to play more, though, this year, isn't he?
That's fine. What are your if you ask me, what are your expectations for A.J. Epenesa this season? I'm like, he's a guy. He's on the team. That's fine. He's a fine guy to have. Where does he rank in terms of AAV for defensive ends?
Mm-hmm.
I can look that up. But two years and $12 million is a player you should not have super high expectations for.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, I mean, someone's got to rush the passer.
Yep.
Is he on the field? It's they're playing the Chiefs late in the year. It's 3rd and 10. Mahomes trying to tie the game late. Is he on the field?
Yes. Okay. But it doesn't matter who's on the field. The only guy who can sack Mahomes is Vaughn. Okay, on this team.
True, but so regular season, I guess, is different. But in back-to-back seasons, I have a veteran defensive end closing out a game against the Chiefs by getting to Mahomes. And not sacking him, but forcing him into a bad throw. Floyd did it last year after Kelsey lateraled it, and the year before that, Vaughn forced him into a pick against Taron Johnson. I don't know. Like I'm not that worried about him. I think he's a fine player, and you know the money point is right.
Do you want to know where he ranks on AAV average?
Sure. Yeah.
Or just on contract value? I mean,
it's usually an expensive position, so I'm guessing he's not high up.
He's like 92nd among defensive ends in contract value.
Yeah.
So he's 74th in AAV.
Mm-hmm.
Among defensive ends, you know, so like,
yeah, I'm not worried about that. I'm just worried about
that for me. That drives the expectation. He was going to be a UFA at a super valuable position,
mm-hmm.
and he stayed with the same team for the 74th highest paid contract at that position.
Right.
So, like, Mark, you could say it's like hypercritical for me. Sure, I'm not going to spend a lot of the year thinking about AJ Epenesa.
He'll be, though, a sign to me of what their pass rush is. Like, if he... Really, I guess I'm also calling him a starter right now. And, you know, he's someone they would be relying on right now to rush the passer. That's going to be less important if Von Miller is giving them anything. Because in an ideal world, no, Epenesa is not out there on the most important snaps of the game. Because Von Miller is the one that's getting to the quarterback. And that's where you want to end up. But to me, like, Epenesa's just kind of a guy. And if he is a regular starter, if he's the guy playing the second most snaps at that position behind Greg Rousseau, then I would expect the Bills are a team that's probably blitzing a lot, because that's probably the only way they're getting to a quarterback. He's a fine player, but he's not a disruptor. He's not someone I'm expecting to take this giant leap forward. Like, I think Rousseau could. Rousseau's got some underlying numbers that say, okay, there could be a great pass rusher in here somewhere because of how often he beats his man. And Vaughn, I feel like there's that upside too, just because we don't know if he can return to form from his knee. Epenesa, I feel like he's just a guy, and that's pretty much it. And if he's out there and I'm relying on him in the most important snaps, I feel like I'm probably going to have to blitz then to get to a quarterback. And they're probably going to feel the same way. Usually when they've had injuries to Vaughn or to other players, they've changed. They've been a four-man pass rush team when they feel like they can get there. And McDermott has shown to be more aggressive blitzing when they can't get there. And I don't know how often you're going to get there with AJ Epenesa.
For what it's worth, Pro Football Focus top 5 defensive grades in this game. Epenesa was 3rd and best among defensive ends.
Yep.
Baylen Spector had the highest defensive grade.
There's Kyrie Elam at number 2.
Yep. Terrell Bernard. And then D. Delaney.
D. Delaney.
Yeah.
Okay.
Lowest grades, if you care, if you want these from PFF, we could have I think we could have pegged this one. Shane Buechel at offense at quarterback.
Yeah. Not a big surprise there.
Yep. And then defensive grade to Corey Couch.
And Gable Steveson, the wrestler.
So Gable Steveson played in his first NFL game. There was also over the weekend a kicker. Was it for Philly? Somebody had never kicked a football before period.
Not and even in like practice or
no,
anything?
Never. 1 year ago, began kicking a football and kicked a game-winning preseason field goal.
Why was he? Was there an injury? Like, what was he doing out there?
You know, playing.
Did they just say? Is that a sign of the? Was he a kicker or is he like a defensive lineman that said, "Hey, can I go kick this?"
No, it's a guy who started kicking footballs 1 year ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said started kicking footballs in this game.
No.
Okay.
Although the preseason should have some of that.
There's fans
out of the stands. Hey, fans, it's time for the third quarter fan field goal.
Go look up on YouTube. There's a clip from way back when Ndamukong Suh asked his coach to kick an extra point, and they let him, and he made it. Like in a preseason game. There's a defensive tackle out there just kicking an extra point. There's another sign of how important the preseason is.
The Chiefs running back did a kickoff this week, or a couple days ago. He played rugby.
Okay.
Louis Reese Zamet, I think his name is.
Yeah.
He like was playing running back and then also kicked off for the team at one point.
The Chiefs did some had a weekend when it came to the kick returns. They gave up a 73-yard return. Like they gave up a big return on the kickoffs.
I saw this. That kick return, it's Parker Washington that did it.
Yeah.
If you did not see this, I'll retweet it again right now. It is reminiscent of Terrence McGee against the Saints.
Yeah.
In how many guys he made miss. He is Parker Washington. It's like one cut, two cut, three cut, fourth cut, up the sideline, makes another cut, cuts back across the grain. It's an incredible return for Parker Washington to get 73 yards. And it's the biggest kick return in the new kickoff rules history.
Yeah.
And he still didn't score. Which, I wonder if it'll be harder to score when you're in the clear. You know, sometimes in the old kickoff, once you got through, it's one man to beat and there's 60 yards left, but it's just a kicker.
Yeah.
And in this case, it just might be where there's more traffic still to clear in the final 50, 40, 30 yards.
Yeah. The Chiefs also took a safety on a kickoff this weekend.
That's tough.
The guy thought the ball rolled to the one in the landing zone, which we've talked about, like, hey, maybe that's where you want the ball to go if your kicker can handle it. And the Chief guy kneeled in his own end zone, grabbed the ball on the one, thinking it would be a touchback, and it was a safety.
Yeah.
By the way, we have a little data on that. There were 107 kickoffs this weekend. 88 of them were returned.
That's
82%.
That's mission accomplished.
Yep.
Thank you to Dan who tweeted in. It's the Saints kicker, Charlie Smythe, or Smith. 22-year-old from Ireland.
Nice.
His first field goal attempt at any American level. There you go.
And it went through for the win?
You got it.
Nice.
All right. Sal joins us at 8:30. We'll get his thoughts on preseason game number one. I'd imagine this week we find out if they're going to play their starters in preseason game number two, something McDermott did last year when he was not satisfied with their first outing. They played again. Jeremy and Joe here on WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts.
It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.